Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Seth Payne getting ready for his show, also former NFL defensive lineman. Well, is that true? Will we hear Mark Vandermeer on Texans radio? Is it true that it's a win you'll never forget?
Yeah, I believe it will be. I think this is the first win of the season, as the Texans are now 5-2 in their last seven games, 5-4 on the year. But this was the litmus test. You know, this is a real bona fide Super Bowl contender that they'd be facing, and CJ Stroud would be lining up opposite Joe Burrow. So yeah, I think, you know, whether it's this season or in the context of CJ Stroud's career, this felt like a step forward. He had a record-breaking performance last week with 470 yards, but this one, you know, driving to kick a field goal with a street free agent kicker that you just elevated from the practice squad. And you know, with multiple game-winning drives in the final minutes of games over the last several weeks, it's been a fun run here in Houston.
Okay, I looked this up, but I just want to clarify: did you and D'Amico Ryans cross paths at the tail end of your career in Houston?
We did. I actually I yelled at him in training camp once because it was my final year in the NFL and it was his rookie season. And this is when I first really kind of learned that D'Amico has a different way about him. He'd been elevated to starter, you know, early in training camp, and he was a rookie. And I was kind of a crusty old grumpy veteran, and it was hot out. And he was having a hard time getting the play call out, and we were in some kind of a situational drill where, you know, there was a play clock running. And I yelled at him. I was like, get the bleeping bleep call out. And he kind of looked at me. It was almost like he was a beastmaster or something. Like he calmed me down and just very patiently got the call out. And from there on, you know, his rookie year, he was just everything you want in a linebacker. He was all over the place. He was just vicious when it came to hitting people. But he's so calm and even tempered in every other area of life. So he's just got a rare blend of all the things you want in a football player in terms of fire, but then also all those things in terms of maturity on and off the field. And that's frankly a bit of what I've seen in CJ too. He's just freakishly mature for his age, and he's got a different perspective on life, I think, because of his background and both, you know, in life and in his family, but then also as a football player where he didn't, you know, I don't want to say he came up the hard way. He still got a scholarship to Ohio State, but he was relatively lightly recruited and one of the last guys really, really plucked from that class behind guys like Bryce Young as a high school recruit. So it's a really cool blend between those two.
Still, though, to have it come together so quickly, how is it happening?
I think it's obviously when you have a quarterback, it makes all the difference in the world. So, you know, you can't ever ignore that. And CJ's done an incredible job. But I think a couple things, aside from some of the talent acquisitions, I mean, Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, has also worked very, very well with CJ Stroud. And if you look at the way CJ's been able to spread the ball around, there are options out there. You know, Noah Brown, the wide receiver, who I don't know if he's ever had more than 500 or so yards in a season. He's had 300 yards receiving in the last two games. Tank Dell, the rookie out of Houston, is just very, very fast. He's undersized, but he gets a lot of separation. Nico Collins was injured yesterday, but he's been the very best he's been since he's been here in Houston. You know, Nico's been here, but we're getting the best version of him. I think Bobby Sloak does a really good job working with CJ and kind of surpassing all these hurdles. And this is where this has been the interesting thing to watch. You know, with any rookie, you're kind of waiting to see, okay, what's gonna throw him? Where's the next? What are defensive coordinators gonna throw at him that flummoxes him? Really, from the Atlanta game onward, defensive coordinators have been showing a lot of different looks, you know, rushing three and dropping eight, trying to vary coverages as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Like, they're throwing the kitchen sink at CJ, and he's adjusted each step along the way. So, you know, we got another half season to go, but it's been very impressive so far.
Yeah, it is impressive considering the number of rookie quarterbacks who've started, and you see kind of the mean, where a lot of them, it's just a wild ride. And with CJ, while there's certainly, it's not perfection. There are a couple mistakes here and there. It's amazing how much better he looks than your average rookie. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Seth Payne is with us from Sports Radio 610 in Houston, getting set for their morning show, Payne and Pendergast. So I saw that you posted on your Twitter that it was just so much fun. I know you don't just mean winning. What else is fun besides the winning?
Oh, well, I posted that right at the beginning of the final field goal drive. And most of the replies from Texans fans were like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm losing my hair here. Everybody's going crazy. To give a damn, you know, to care about a football team at the end of football games, and more than anything, just to believe in the quarterback. And that part of it is a whole lot of fun, especially given, you know, the Texans have, it's not just the losing on the field over the last couple of years has been tough. They've had just a litany of atypical issues, whether it's Deshaun Watson or things going on in the front office. Like, all of this stuff has just been really weird. And I think a lot of Texans fans just got tired of being a spectacle. You know, like, it was more about gossip and weirdness than it was about even your run-of-the-mill bad football team. So it's nice to be relevant in a good way again.
Okay, well, let me piggyback on that. I have about 2.5 minutes to go, just as a warning. There was a lot of criticism of Nick Caserio when he was hired. In fact, that was theoretically one of the reasons why Deshaun wanted out before we heard about all of his other issues. But there was a lot of criticism. Has Nick now earned the respect, or at least earned, I don't know, a couple of attaboys for the team that he's put together and the hire he made in DeMeco?
I think so. And you know how it goes with GMs. It's going to be a mixed bag of responses on that from various people. The biggest obstacle he has right now is that the two first-round picks from last year, Kenyon Green and Derek Stingley, have been very injured and a lot. And you haven't gotten much out of them. Derek Stingley came back and played yesterday. Getting a quarterback changes everything, I think. And, you know, some of the mid-round picks like Tank Dell, like Jalen Petrie, not a mid-round pick, but a second-round pick, those guys have done well. So I think a lot of it will ride on, A, C.J. Stroud continuing to play well, and then, B, Will Anderson. The team traded a lot for Will Anderson. He's only got a couple sacks on the year, but he's been getting very, very close to the quarterback and, like, getting a lot of pressures. I feel good about Will Anderson over the next couple of years taking a lot of steps forward.
I mean, it certainly is a complete change after the Texans were down to the dumpers, to use the Dan Campbell word. But a couple of words just about their toughness, too, because I think it feels like they're taking on that personality of DeMeco.
Yeah, and I think, again, both DeMeco and CJ embody that. And I'll tell you what, too, just to piggyback on what I was saying about Caserio, I think Nick doesn't get enough credit for getting all the picks he did for Deshaun Watson. I mean, that was just, if I were a GM, I would have cut bait so quickly on that because of the stress level and because of the uncertainty. So that was an ugly situation, but, like, he came out of it the best possible way for the Texans. And as far as DeMeco, yeah, he's brought in, like, they've gotten all the toughness out of these guys. I think a lot of these guys are naturally tough, and DeMeco just has such a way with people that guys are really allowed to shine and show that toughness.
And you know it personally. I love that. All right, you can find Seth on Twitter at Seth C. Payne, former D lineman in the NFL, knows DeMeco from their encounter in training camp. Ha ha. Getting ready to host his show with our friend Sean Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for a couple of minutes. We really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Amy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.